It's 97.7 and 106.1 WEXT. We're at the 2025 Northeast Regional Folk Alliance. I'm Chris Wink. Carolyn Shapiro is here.
Hey, Chris.
Hi there. Thank you for taking a few minutes to talk with me.
Absolutely.
So I want to say to folks, imagine not knowing where your next meal is coming from. That's the reality for many families after the sudden SNAP suspension. Comfort Food Community is working to fill that gap, and Carolyn Shapiro here to tell us a little bit about what you guys are doing. The SNAP suspension, that's probably hitting you guys pretty hard. The people, too, but, you know, what you do every day.
Yeah, it's hard because the purpose of SNAP is it's meant to treat chronic food insecurity. And so when we lose SNAP, food pantries don't have the resources to pick up that burden because pantries are meant to be emergency feeding. At least what we do, it's meant to provide 3 days of meals for people. We're not supposed to provide all of your food for someone, but it's just supposed to get you through 3 days. And when there's no SNAP, people have to turn to their food pantries. Most food pantries are volunteer run. Most food pantries are small. Most food pantries don't have the resources. Our food pantries through Comfort Food Community, we're able to let people shop weekly, but a lot of places are bi-weekly or even monthly. So when you think about all of the people that lost their SNAP benefits needing to rely on these organizations, they can't even help in the way that SNAP was helping them. So without that, it's huge burden that all food pantries have to pick up. And luckily, in the state of New York, you know, we've all been given emergency funding through the state, through the, at least for us, the Regional Food Bank of Northeastern New York. We all got emergency funding to help get us through this time. But even with that extra funding, if you don't have the hands and the vehicles and the gas money to get from the Regional Food Bank in Latham to get the food from there to the shelves, it's very difficult.
Now, even before this suspension of SNAP, you guys were seeing an uptick, right?
Yeah, this has been a trend for several years. I took over the Greenwich and Casa Unit Food Pantries in May of 2025. So I've been doing this for about 6 months. In those 6 months, we have had record-breaking numbers. And I know that all pantries have been seeing this. You know, at least in the last 2 months, I had 60 new intakes. And again, I serve the Greenwich area and the Casa Unit area. That's a rural area. And the need is huge. And so all food pantries across the country, I'm sure, are seeing this because groceries are getting more expensive, especially with healthcare premiums going up. Like, everything is more expensive. And so the need is there because people got to eat.
Kind of feeling like at a breaking point, even.
Absolutely.
Right? You mentioned that you guys serve a rural community, rural population. A lot of folks don't necessarily think that there's an issue like this out in the rural communities, right?
Yeah, and there's a huge issue because especially where we live, there's a lot of low-income people, but, you know, it's also a food desert. In Washington County, you know, there is a grocery store in Greenwich, which is next to our Greenwich location. The next closest grocery store is either in Saratoga or up in Granville. So a lot of these communities out in like Salem, Hebron, you know, they are food deserts. And if you don't have transportation, like, you can't get food. It's hard to see people suffering because it's actually not their fault. And I think there is a lot of stigma around food insecurity. Something about our food pantry is that I don't ask questions. If you live within our radius, you can shop. I don't care. Like, you don't have to prove that you need anything. But, you know, a lot of times people come in and they tell me their story and, you know, they feel a lot of guilt, but it's not their fault. You know, the system is unfortunately designed for this.
We're talking with Carolyn Shapiro from Comfort Food Community. So, Carolyn, what can we do to help you guys?
If you live in Washington County, you know, you can always donate to our organization. You know, our organization does much more than just run food pantries. You know, you're welcome to donate food. If you don't live around Greenwich, you know, find the food access organization, the food pantry in your area, and donate to them. Or if you want, you can donate to the Regional Food Bank of Northeastern New York. One of their locations is in Latham, and they serve pretty much like half of the state, all the way down from like Rockland County to Canada. They're the ones that get the food onto the shelves, essentially.
In all the pantries.
Yeah. So, yeah. So all of us go and pick it up, or the food bank delivers. So you can donate to the food bank as well. And if you're interested, you can go on the food bank's website and find pantries in your area and donate to them. And obviously food is so important, but money is just as important, if not more important, because you have to think about everything that comes with running a food pantry, paying staff, paying for gas, vehicles going to and from Latham, being able to have the money to buy the product, because, you know, the food bank does offer a lot of free product, but a lot of what they offer, we have to purchase. And $20 can get me several cases of something. And that is huge.
So Carolyn, let's let folks know how they can sort of actually take a next step to help or to find more information.
Yeah, at least for Comfort Food Community, you can go to our website, comfortfoodcommunity.org. You can learn about how to donate. You can also find out about volunteer opportunities. And if you were looking to find a pantry in your area, if you go to the food bank's website, they have a section that says find food, which also, if you are looking for a food pantry for yourself, that is also something that you can do, is you can go there, put in your zip code, and it will tell you all of the food pantries in your area, their hours, how to contact them. And again, obviously, I want all of the support for my food pantry, but I also want people to support their pantries in their communities, because they're all over and they all need help.
And the problem's everywhere.
Yep.
It's not just in the inner cities. It's out in the rural communities. It's everywhere.
Yep. It's everywhere.
Yeah. Carolyn Shapiro from Comfort Food Community. Carolyn, thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris.